You are listening to remoteoffice.fm Weekly Coworking Show, episode number 9, with your host, Nima Hayati. If you're looking for a vibrant environment to work on projects, you might consider Ecosystem. Ecosystem is a workspace located at Soma in San Francisco. They're not just typical workspace, but they also have a nightclub and art gallery facility. Let's hear more from their owner and president, Paul Hemming.
Hello.
Hello, Paul.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Great. It was just got back from Burning Man, so.
Okay. Thank you so much for joining Remote Office Show today.
My pleasure.
Let's dive into conversation.
Sure.
Could you tell us about yourself and how you get the idea of the ecosystem? Is it ecosystem?
Ecosystem, yeah. Sure, I can talk a little bit about my background. I moved to San Francisco to study filmmaking about 20 years ago. Studied a lot of philosophy and Chinese. I have an American father and a Chinese mother. And so I'm kind of the product of two cultures, right? East and West.
Yeah.
And I dropped out of film school and then started DJing. DJing, I opened a record store in Oakland, and it was
cool.
The beginning of the community there. It was a record store. We had a music studio in the basement, and we hung artwork and we threw parties. And basically, the record store was the beginning of the community, right? This building community where like people would come in and hang out at the record store, buy music. Promoters would come and drop off flyers. The DJs would come buy music. People would pick up flyers to find out what party to go to. So it was just a community that built around the record store. And then the record store eventually led to the nightclub. So it was the seed that grew into the nightclub. And we moved into this big building inside in San Francisco. And then from there, I continued to experiment with ways to use the space more effectively during the daytime. And so I visited some co-working spaces, and being in San Francisco was really the birthplace of co-working. I was aware of them and decided to learn more about it and integrate it into the project. So it was really the perfect fit for this daytime-nighttime dichotomy that I was looking to solve.
How many team you had, or you just built the ecosystem by yourself?
Well, I have a pretty big team, but I'm the creator of all of these facets. So it's called the Zen Compound, is the parent company. And then we have the nightclub, Temple Nightclub, which is the engine. And then we have Ecosystem, which is the co-working space. And then Miris, which is the art gallery. And Hive is the cafe restaurant concept. So all of these businesses together are the Zen Compound.
Is it running at the same time?
Yes, it's all in the same building at the same time. Yeah, most people, whenever people come to the co-working space, they know that we're part of this bigger project and that there is a nightclub. But most people aren't working at 10 p.m. is when the music starts.
Yeah. Oh, so they just go out to the nightclub.
Yeah, but then they can get free entry to the nightclub. If you work in the co-working space, you can go to the nightclub.
Oh, really?
Free. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
so that's cool.
One of the benefits, yes.
Are you rented or you bought the land, the building?
No, I lease the building.
Oh, I lease the building. What exactly co-working business model you apply to Ecosystem?
Well, it's membership-based. It's part of what I call the shared economy, where people pay for access instead of ownership. So you have, for instance, Uber. What Uber is to the taxi industry, or what Airbnb is to the hospitality industry, co-working is to the office. And so our model is really giving people access to all these different functions and facilities. So they get printing, copy, fax, Wi-Fi, coffee, access to conference rooms for a membership fee. So it's like a gym for entrepreneurs, you know, or like what I like to say is like a Googleplex for everybody. We just try to create a really fun environment that's inspiring. So we have incredible art from the art gallery spread out everywhere, and really nice furniture and cutting edge design that's inspiring.
If I apply to one of co-working membership, I got access into the gallery and I got access to the nightclub?
Yeah, pretty much.
For all?
Yeah, sure. And there's three levels. There's the open seat level, right? And then there's a dedicated desk, a private desk, and then there's private suites. So there's three membership levels, and each one is really how much space you get, right? There we have a bunch of desks that are open for anybody that wants to work out of them. And then, but if you want to pay for your own private desk, you can. And then if you also want your own office, you can. You can. That's an option that's available.
That's really interesting. What typically demographic people who came to an ecosystem look like?
Well, right now we have a really wide range of members, right? And pretty much anybody that wants to sign up, we give them a tour. And if people are attracted to it, there's no barrier to entry, right? You just pay for your membership and you come in. We have what we call solopreneurs. So an entrepreneur, one, you know, that is by themselves. We have teams. We have a couple, you know, companies that have come in and grown from 2 people to 30 people and then moved out. We have different freelance people that work out of here as well. I've also created an incubator on the third floor for companies that I make investments into that are in music and entertainment technology. So I will trade office for a year and make a cash investment into some companies that are in music and entertainment technology. And whenever we can, we will test out their technology on our customer base.
Are you bootstrapping? You got investors?
Yes, I think, yes, there have been some friends and family around, and pretty much I take revenue from the nightclub and use it to fund all the experiments. So essentially still bootstrapping, but the nightclub is a great engine for change and experimentation. So I call that the engine that drives all the other parts. So ecosystem was the product of the nightclub.
When someone registered to the ecosystem, how is the step-by-step?
Well, they sign up and get a membership. They'll come in for a tour, and then we give them a tour, and sometimes we'll give them a free day so to work out of the space, see if they like the vibe, if they like our community and our facilities. And so we always let people test it out first. And if they like it, they can pay for a day membership or a month membership. And then they get an access key that allows them to come use it anytime. So they can come and go, and then they get an account on our community platform, our cloud-based community management platform. And we have a calendar, and then they get the Wi-Fi code. And you know, depending on what level of membership they pay for, they get a desk or an office or the designated open seating areas.
What strategy you took to make sure every day or you got new member coming in?
Well, we do a lot of it. We do organic marketing. I mean, we have an Instagram account and Facebook, and then we do a lot of events. So we do, we try to host as many events, you know, at least 1 or 2 per week. And that's a way of marketing to the community, where we offer meetups that are involved in business and technology or sustainability, creativity. And that sometimes will bring in new members. We also, run different promotions from time to time and form different partnerships with new brands. So there's lots of different ways, but a lot of it comes through word of mouth.
Okay. Are you planning to expand?
Yeah, we're actually expanding right now. We found a location in Denver, and we're currently under construction, building Denver right now. The whole thing is downtown Denver. Nightclub, co-working, art gallery, and food, cafe.
So your strategy to find a new location, or is there any other strategy?
Yeah, we're looking for cities, and whenever the strategy for finding new cities is analyzing a bunch of different factors, like how big is the population? Are there lots of young professionals? Do they have athletic departments? What the density of co-working? What the nightlife is like? The art scene? There's a bunch of different factors that we'll look at. And I mean, we've identified 50 cities around the world that are perfect candidates for the Zen compound.
What's USP, unique selling point, that you offer to new people who will join?
we have a lot of unique selling points for sure. I mean, it's just really the community. We really have created one of the most dynamic and unique creative business communities out there. And that's kind of why I use the name ecosystem, is that I kept saying that we were going to create one of the most diverse entrepreneurial ecosystems out there. And I think we have. Just this convergence of music, art, and technology and business is very unique. There's lots of synergies that happen when you bring all those components together.
What's your future plan of ecosystem?
Well, the ecosystem is part of the Zen compound and part of the, it's one part of a whole. And we've been experimenting here in San Francisco for the last 10 years. And now I like to say we're going through cell division. So our plan is to replicate this this organism around the world, that we're going to take it and drop it into these unique environments and see how it grows and adapts and ultimately thrives.
Okay. Thank you so much for talking to me.
And my pleasure.
So listeners, do you think you want to try ecosystem? Feel free to connect Paul on Twitter at ecosystemsf, ecosystemsf. Likewise, you can also follow us at Remote Office Co. Stay tuned for the next episode.